Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is episode number 13 of season 2. I'm Aiden O'Hare, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Finally back from Kansas, so it's nice to be back. And honestly, a lot of close football games in this past week. Obviously, a couple blowouts, but a lot of one-score games, which, you know, you love to see.
I agree. Yeah, definitely some ones to highlight. I mean, Bills and Eagles, highest scoring game of the week. That one's pretty crazy. We'll definitely get into that this week. Also, a few, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, Bears and Vikings last night, pretty hard to watch. And then Patriots and Giants, another.
Even the Steelers game.
Yeah, Steelers. Hey, got the win, though.
And over 400 yards, offensive yards. First time since Matt Canada was hired.
That's true. So, is this a step in the right direction? I mean,
I think it is.
The stats say yes. So, we do, like I said, have a lot to talk about. We can start off with just some news, some injury updates. You know, it is getting towards the playoffs. I think two weeks till fantasy playoffs.
At least for our league. I don't know what it is for every league, but yeah.
I think most leagues do it
I'm assuming so. So yeah, crazy to think that fantasy playoffs are already coming up.
I know, trade deadlines too. Aiden's trying to make some last minute moves.
I don't even need to though. We're both in the playoffs. We're guaranteed. So yeah, you know, we're riding high.
Yeah, hopefully your guys are doing, you know, sticking in there. I know we have a close race in last for like a fantasy football punishment. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, you guys are safe from that. But getting into these injuries, just a lot of questionables going into this week. First, I guess probably the biggest one could be Jonathan Taylor. He's getting thumb surgery, I believe, or hand surgery. Could be out 2 to 3 weeks. So big step up for Zach Moss. You know, he had just like that phenomenal start to the season. Pretty much carried my fantasy team first like 5 weeks of the season. Then Jonathan Taylor came back. But hopefully, you know, he can resume back into that role and, you know, take his place well. And then keeping up with the running backs, Kenneth Walker missed this last week. Still questionable for the this week coming up. Same with A-Chain. So two running backs there. And then taking a look at the receivers, pretty big news. Justin Jefferson, who's on your fantasy team, finally off IR.
Yeah, finally.
He's been questionable. He's been able to return for a while, obviously. But he hasn't been. Yeah, he's been, like, questionable for probably, like, 3 weeks of possibly coming back. So could he come back this week? I don't know.
Well, they have a bye week, so it's not going to even matter.
Speaking of bye weeks, there's a lot of big bye weeks this week.
Huge bye weeks.
I mean, Bills, especially if you're a fantasy team, but like Bills, I know, Ravens,
Vikings.
What other one?
I think the actually, I don't know. Let me look it up.
But yeah, because we have our fantasy matchup this week.
Yeah,
and you just moved ahead of me, so this
I did.
This will be a decider.
Let's see. What is this? Week 13? Oh, yeah. Ravens, Bills, Bears, Vikings, Giants, and Raiders.
So, especially Bills. Bills is a big one for fantasy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, you know, could probably. It's kind of weird they took him off IR, like, because, like you said, like, you needed that roster spot for your fantasy team.
I know.
They don't even have a game this week, and they just randomly took him off. But keeping up with the receivers, Cooper, or not Cooper Kupp, Amari Cooper left the game pretty early this week. And apparently he got an x-ray, did not break his ribs.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah, luckily avoided that. So, you know, could be hopefully playing this week. And then T. Higgins, he's been, you know, out for a while. Still questionable with his hamstring. But, again, nothing really.
I mean, I wouldn't say with the Bengals, you might as well just not even rush it at this point. They're not making playoffs. Yeah. I mean, I guess they have a chance, but
yeah, pretty not really. Really unfortunate for the whole team. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, when your starting quarterback just like goes down, I mean, yeah, your chances just pretty much go down. But I mean, Vikings kind of. I guess the Vikings still have a chance, dude. The Vikings have a decent chance, I think.
Yeah.
Without Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, they're just above the Packers right now for the playoffs.
I can't see the Packers as a playoff team. I don't know.
They might be, though. They've been creeping.
But keeping up with the receivers, got a couple more here worth mentioning. Chris Olave sustained a concussion in this game this last week, so he is being evaluated this week. And also, Michael Thomas, I don't think we mentioned this, but he did go on IR just before the game that just happened. So that could be two, you know, major receiver injuries for the Saints.
Yeah, huge.
Good news for Kamara fantasy owners. You know, I traded him away, sadly, but definitely some optimism there. And then Noah Brown as well. Again, questionable. So, overall, this week...
A lot of questionable.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. I mean, again, we're recording this on a Tuesday, so, like, that's part of it.
We'll never know. Yeah,
like, we get, like, one day of, like, did they go to practice or not?
Yeah, and then...
But we'll see how, like, the next semester or next year scheduling works out. Because, you know, we can... Last year, I think we did Wednesdays. Or we did Thursday.
I think first semester last year, I think it was... Tuesdays. And then I think next we did Wednesdays. I forget, though.
Okay, but yeah, probably not the most efficient for right now, but just keep an eye out. Like I said, probably something will happen throughout the week. But do you want to get into the guess the players?
All right, let's get it.
Start talking about these games. I got a few here, because I don't think we even said this, but we are doing some... Aiden's going to run through his Pro Bowl favorites.
Yes.
And I'm going to give my thoughts on that. So we do have a lot to cover. So just a few stat lines worth mentioning. Going to talk about some other games as well. First one, I honestly made these pretty easy. Just because, I don't know, there was some people that did really good and then just terrible performances.
All right, we'll see if I can get them.
I think you'll at least get two. But the first one, we have a quarterback here. We have 18 completions, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, as well as 65 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right. Well, then that has to... The 2 rushing touchdowns, it's got to be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. That made it obvious. Because him and Josh Allen, I know you had Josh Allen on your fantasy team. That's why
they both actually had 2 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, because, yeah, I know...
Both had 2 Jalen Hurts had 3 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, that was the two. I mean, those were the 2 that just popped off this week. And, I mean, just a crazy close high school
game. Oh, yeah. I mean, this game was insane. I know you were watching it because you got... you had Gabe Davis on your fantasy team, but, like, this game was insane. Just back and forth the entire time. Bills go up pretty decently early. They were up, I think at one point, I forget the exact score, but Eagles 17 points in the fourth quarter. You just can't be giving up that. And then Josh Allen, of course, chokes in the playoffs as he does, or in the overtime as he does, just consistently. But, I mean, just a crazy game overall. Through all ways.
I mean, yeah, Josh Allen, he threw 51 passes. He was the leading rusher, too, with 81 yards. And then Hurts, like I just said in the stat line, 3 touchdowns, 65 on the ground. Just two great defenses, but offenses kind of took over this game. Devontae Smith, over 100 yards, and Gabe Davis, over 100 yards. So the two wide receiver twos stepped up. I mean, yeah, Gabe Davis clutched up big for me. And he didn't even, he had like nothing going into like the third.
Yeah, he was a second half. He was definitely a second half merchant.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, I think we both had probably the Eagles last week.
No, we actually were split.
Did I say? There's no way I said Bills.
I said Bills. Okay. You said Eagles.
Yeah, because the Eagles are just looking. I mean, 10-1, best record in the league.
They look insane.
Yeah, like I can't. Like as much as we hate to say it, like I just can't see any other team.
I hate them being so much.
At least in the NFC Championship.
And like, the crazy part is, the only team that beat them was. It was Zach Wilson and the Jets.
I still don't know how Zach Wilson's beat the Chiefs, beat the Bills,
and
the Eagles.
Jet. Oh yeah, the Eagles.
That I mean this yeah. Who I think he yeah he I forget if this was this week or last week when like the press conference was, but he did get benched again like. I mean, I feel like this, that's like every
week. Well, he didn't even play this week, this past week.
Yeah, so that was, I guess that was last week. Yeah, he's been just getting, he'll be like a healthy scratch, and he'll play again, and then just back and forth. And he, you know, he said he didn't take it as a, he took it as a learning experience. So I guess, you know, he hasn't had Aaron Rodgers to coach him up.
I don't know, man. It's and who knows if Aaron Rodgers is even going to come back anymore, because I think they're out of playoff contention. Not probably necessarily yet, but
realistically.
If they lose next week, Aaron Rodgers ain't coming back.
That kind of proves that he's greedy, don't you think?
I wouldn't.
I mean,
he shouldn't even be coming back this year.
Yeah.
So it's impossible.
It's either you... I mean, I guess...
I don't... Because I think the team would rather him be fully healthy for next season.
Yeah, because it's not like they're not gonna make it far in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Probably better to not risk it.
Exactly.
Did they ever say anything about? Has he been working with Kirk Cousins?
I did hear
his Achilles.
I think they like talk to each other about it.
Because they are their former rivals.
Oh god. Also, I'm just looking at some news. Shaq Leonard is expected to visit the Cowboys and the Eagles. If either of those teams get him, that's so unfair.
Okay. That was a kind of a random drop, like.
Yeah, why did they drop it?
I didn't even mention that in the news,
though. I think that was last week, like right after we posted.
Oh, but yeah, that was
And he was at the Colts game again. Like he was in the stands.
Dude, if he goes on to, I mean, especially the Cowboys.
Do you remember him being named Darius Leonard and then he changed it for some reason?
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you did. You definitely did.
Oh.
Maybe not.
It's kind of random. But also, speaking of that, I just remembered the Carolina Panthers fired Frank Reich as their head coach.
I mean, about time. Their team's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it's even
It's
the
so funny that they
fault.
Don't even have their first overall pick either.
Yeah, this season's just like What are they even fighting for? I mean,
literally nothing. I guess a high overall second pick.
If anything, they want to do good so then the Bears don't get a good pick.
Yeah, but it's yikes.
Who even knows? I mean,
yikes.
Either way,
this team sucks.
Random there, but we can move on to the next stat line. This one, I don't know if you'll get. It's kind of random, but...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Just a simple 5 catches, 63 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay, yeah, that is pretty basic.
Can I tell you? I guess I'll tell you it's a tight end.
Okay, that narrows it down a bit more. Well, tight ends with a touchdown this week. I know Laporta got a touchdown. So that's my first thought. I mean, obviously, Hockenson got a touchdown, which five catches sounds about right.
Hockenson last night.
I don't think it's going to be Hockenson. I don't think... Did Kelce get a touchdown? He might have, actually. I don't know. I'm going to go with Laporta, though.
Yep.
Some of that Laporta riz.
Yeah, that's correct. I knew, just because we were watching the game last night, I knew you were thinking Hockenson. But yeah, I mean...
Go Pack Go, baby. We won against a really good team. We put up 20 in the first quarter. For a stretch, we didn't put up any points in the first half for like three straight games. And then we put up 20 in the first quarter against the Lions. I honestly think the thing that's going to kill the Lions is their defense. Like, it's good at times, but the Packers' offense has been struggling so bad, and you let us put 29 on your head.
That was, yeah, this was a very surprising little Thanksgiving treat. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I remember seeing like the stat going around, like social media. The
Wax and Gibbous or whatever.
Yeah, like the Lions haven't won, like are 0-12 in like a certain moon phase on Thanksgiving or something like that.
Yeah.
And
it helped.
That's crazy. I mean
Christian Watson looks back to his old form, had a touchdown, 94 yards and five catches. And then the Lions, I mean, they still looked good, although a lot of their, you know, stats I think were in garbage time, so it didn't really matter, but I mean, I was so happy during this game.
Didn't you have this game on under the table?
No, we had it on the big TV.
Well, that was, yeah, this was one of the earlier ones. I mean, let's see, going through, I mean, just talking about the other, let's see, the Thanksgiving games we had.
I mean, honestly, the Thanksgiving games weren't too great other than that game.
Yeah, that one, I mean.
Cowboys beat the Commanders 45-10.
This one Ooh. Wasn't even, I mean, I didn't think it'd be that bad, but Cowboys are just, they're either just blow out or wet the bed.
Yeah. And
usually it's blown out.
For the third straight week, I think Brandon Cooks leads the Cowboys. I swear, dude.
I don't know what happened. I mean, I dropped him a long time ago, though.
You dropped him, and he started going off again.
Yeah, I dropped him a while ago, though. And then 49ers destroy the Seahawks. Yeah. So, nothing really. I mean, that Packers game definitely was a good one to start with. But, you know, didn't.
And the crazy part is the 49ers didn't even play that good, but McCaffrey just put them on his back.
Yeah, he had like 30 fantasy points.
Yeah, he's
I mean, at
so
this
good.
Point, is he... I mean, I know Tyreek Hill went off too, but like, for Offensive Player of the Year, it could... I think it might go to McCaffrey for, because he has so many touchdowns.
Yeah, he does. He's just so good.
He's so good, but he just gets used... Which is crazy how much he gets used for, like, all the weapons they have on offense. And he, because, like, everybody thought when he got traded, whatever, last year, they're like, oh, if you have him in fantasy, like, his production's going down. But he's doing better than probably,
yeah, probably
he has
better than
in,
he
like,
was.
Since, I don't even remember.
Probably
since
with
when he
Cam
started
Newton.
Being good. Yeah, back in the old days.
Yeah, he's just so crazy.
Yeah, I think he might be Offensive Player of the Year, to be honest.
Honestly, probably.
All right, but let's see. Moving into the last stat line here. This one, I don't think you'll get. It's 15 rushes, 44 yards, 2 touchdowns with 5 catches and 34 yards.
Ooh, 2 touchdowns is definitely interesting. And do you know who I know who had 2 touchdowns? Because I bet on them to have 1 touchdown. The only running back that I know that got 2 touchdowns rushing could be Jonathan Taylor. Ooh. I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Oh, okay. It was not Derrick Henry. I didn't get to look at his stats, though. He did have 2 rushing touchdowns.
He had 76 yards, though, so he had a pretty good game.
So, pretty close. But this was Pacheco.
Oh, yes. Pacheco.
And, I mean, this game versus the Raiders, I mean, the Raiders started out getting 2 touchdowns. They were winning by, like...
I think it was 14-0.
Yeah, 14-0. I was like, See, I knew. I mean, I don't think I predicted Raiders. But I'm like, this happens. Raiders always beat them once.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even know what happened. Because Kelsey, I remember. Yeah, I had Kelsey and Mahomes for fantasy, and I was.
They had
like
two
points up until like, pretty much up till the end of the first half, yeah. And I was like, every week I lose, it's because of them. And then they got a touchdown, like two touchdowns in the second quarter, and then just started piling them on.
Yeah, and it's so weird to see, like, how did the Raiders lose this game? Like, you look at it, Aiden O'Connell only had 10 incompletions, had 248 yards and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs had 110 yards on the ground and a touchdown. But then, yeah, you look over at the Chiefs, Pacheco with two, with two.
The Chiefs are just the better team. It really just came down to them just choking on offense, which has happened a lot. Like
no turnovers in this entire game.
Obviously, I mean, the Chiefs turned it around, but like we've seen them struggle a decent amount this year.
Oh yeah,
especially the past like 4 weeks, like starting with that Broncos game. That's why I'm kind of skeptical, because like the Eagles don't really do it as much.
Yeah, I know.
Except I think. I'm thinking of a different week. But yeah, the Eagles are just a more consistent team. That's why if it's a Super Bowl matchup.
I just can't have another Eagles Chiefs matchup.
Yeah, it feels like the same thing every year.
Yeah. It's for the
Kelsey storyline. It's for Taylor Swift. For marketing.
We finally got to the point where the Patriots dynasty of them making the Super Bowl every year is over. And now it's the Chiefs.
I know. It's still. I don't think it'll be as.
It probably won't be.
It's not
going to
be as dominating or as like annoying, because like
that Patriots.
Tom
Brady is just such an unlikable person. Like Mahomes.
No, I don't hate him.
I like watching Mahomes more than I liked watching Tom Brady. Like I would rather watch Mahomes play than Tom Brady.
I think it's just because he's always beating Rodgers.
No, but like Tom Brady was just such a boring player to watch.
I mean, he got the job done, but we don't. I mean, he's a goat, nevertheless.
Yeah, probably.
I know your goat takes are pretty hot, but we can agree on Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Being a goat, but a couple other notable things I wanted to mention here. Like we mentioned earlier, the Steelers broke 400 yards for the first time in 58 games.
That's absurd.
Which I believe is the second longest streak behind the Raiders in like 2005 or something.
Yeah.
So, but honestly, again, the offense didn't. I mean,
Najee Harris looked really good.
Yeah.
Which he hasn't in forever.
But still, it still didn't seem great. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh yeah, it definitely didn't. But it's improvement. You know, like they didn't score any touchdowns. Like, I mean, they scored what, two or one? They only scored one touchdown. One offensive touchdown off 400 yards is pretty crazy in itself.
Yeah, and Pickett threw for 278, which honestly could be a
no turnovers.
Yeah, no.
Other than I think there was
no
a fumble. I think that they fumbled once.
But still, Kenny Pickett, 278. That's got to be a career. That's like. Could even be a career. That's up there for him.
Yeah. I don't think he has yet to throw for 300.
Really? That's crazy. I mean, every passage is behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, this game started out super low.
I think
scoring.
That is his career high.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah. We score 3 points. It's 3-7 at halftime. Steelers only have 3 points. I'm like, yeah, this is the same old.
Yeah,
but ended up getting a touchdown, and I mean just a defensive game. Bengals, I mean Browning at QB. I mean not much they can do. Really.
Joe Mixon with 16 rushing yards.
Yeah,
yikes.
But I mean Bengals defense is still pretty solid. But yeah, Steelers crazy that we're 7-4.
That's crazy,
how we're second in the NFC. North or AFC North.
It's just it's the 2020 Steelers. Are
that was us with 12-0 or 13-0, 12-0.
I think it was 12-0.
That's still, yeah.
That was the weirdest season of all time.
But that, I mean, I feel like this, we're not like fraud. Like, we're still, like, I don't know. I feel like everyone, when they were 12-0, we like everyone knew they were just pro.
Oh yeah, dude, that might have been like
here. I think we're admitting it, but like people,
yeah,
at 12-0, like come on, it's like 12-0, but like everybody knew deep down,
yeah. Like, and like the Steelers, I think could beat a, like this team. I think has a better chance of beating a playoff team than that 12-0 team did.
Really? I mean,
I think so. I remember where I was the night that the Steelers 12-0 downfall started.
Yeah, I remember we lost to the Commanders.
And then
we got destroyed by the Bills. I think
Bengals was next.
Okay, well, I just know the Bills destroyed us at some point. And then we lost, like, where did we end? Like,
I think 12-6. I think only one more game we won or something.
Yeah. But
and no, then they got clapped in the playoffs. Yeah.
But we got, you know, we're turning it, or could be, you know, like we said, step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then another thing I wanted to mention is the game last night, is Josh Dobbs a fraud?
Yeah.
After that rough, I mean, both sides of the ball, pretty rough performance, but.
Yikes. I mean, I will say a couple of those weren't really his fault. I definitely think a lot of them were tipped. So, like, it's not fully his fault. Still is his fault, but, like, not fully. And the Bears are the first team since 2019 to win without scoring a touchdown. Winning in the most Bears fashion.
And the Bears, like, it's like both teams wanted the other team to win. Yeah. I mean, Fields had two fumbles, like, pretty much back, like, close together. And then the Josh Dobbs turning it over.
I mean, it was just back and forth. DJ Moore had 11 catches for 114, but, like, all of them, I think every single pass they had was behind the line of scrimmage. Just absurd. And, yeah, Josh Dobbs looked horrible. This is just a really bad game to watch.
Yeah,
And, like, this is one of the only games that I think I watched in full entire week. Besides the Packers game, this is the only game I watched in full.
Yeah, I only watched it because in fantasy I was losing by 25, and my opponent had DJ Moore and Hockenson, and for a while it was close. And then Hockenson got a touchdown
because
he had 0 points in the first half. Hockenson got a touchdown, and then
it was DJ Moore over
started
for you
to go off. But yeah, is this the end of his little Cinderella run?
I don't think so.
Yeah, with Jefferson coming back, that's another weapon.
Let me see their schedule coming up. They got Raiders, Bengals,
And Bears defense was like.
They have to play the Lions two more times, though.
Oh. But yeah, sitting at 6-6. In the NFC, I think it's possible for them to make the playoffs. Again, not really making it far, but definitely worth mentioning. And then another thing worth mentioning, I mean, we talked about Dallas and 49ers still just like destroying teams. But another interesting one is the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Are they just on, what, a four or five game win streak at this point?
They're making a
comeback. Is Russell Wilson
Mr. Unlimited?
I mean, Deshaun Watson's out. They had Thompson Robinson and Walker playing QB. You know, two people. I guess I knew Philip Walker. But yeah, just kind of randoms. And then Amari Cooper got hurt pretty early. And, you know, Browns defense just kind of got destroyed by Wilson. And Broncos defense obviously played a huge part.
I mean, a huge 13-yard catch by Lil Jordan Humphrey. I just can't believe that's his name.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his name, Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Is he a rookie?
Is he?
He's 25.
Yeah, no, I guess he's...
He played in 2019. That's one of the more interesting names I've seen.
Yeah, Jordan.
They couldn't just go with Jordan. They had to throw Lil. I mean,
I think that's his name.
Yeah, but, like, unless he changed it to that.
Yeah, sure. Or it's just something that people call him that's, like, not even his name. Which is the case for, like, so many.
Oh, apparently, it's a compromise with his older brother because his older brother wanted him to be named Michael, so it could be Michael Jordan or whatever or something. But then his mom didn't want it, so they put Lil. I mean, it doesn't really sound like Michael, but kind of random. But
Yeah, like I said, the Broncos, could they make the playoffs?
I think it's unlikely that they make it, just because,
Raiders just took an L.
I mean, I guess they could. It's going to be up to the Texans are below the Colts now. The Colts are on a 3-game win streak. Yeah,
Texans.
Colts are looking really good. I mean, their last 3 games have been against absolute bums, but. Wow, the Colts' schedule is so easy. Oh, my gosh.
Really? Like, who they play?
Other than I guess, the Jags, Ravens, and Texans, I guess if you want to say Texans. Other than that, I guess maybe Browns, but, like, Titans, Bengals, Steelers could be a tough, Falcons, Raiders.
Texans again.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Texans, barely lost.
Yeah.
Versus the Jaguars, heartbreaker for them. But, I mean, Jaguars moved to 8-3, Texans 6-5. So, that keeps things interesting in that division.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to see. That's pretty much all the big games of this week. So, we can move on now to my Pro Bowl predictions. Nothing too crazy. I'm pretty much just naming who I think is going to...
I think didn't the voting just come out?
Yeah, voting just started. So these are partly
votes.
Who I think is going to be and who I think should be in. Because, if we're being honest, like, QB, it's going to be Mahomes. I have Josh Allen, which might be a hot take, but I don't know.
Honestly, I don't think Mahomes is necessarily a lock.
I mean, yeah, he is, though. He's the biggest name in football. He's gonna make it.
I mean, I guess it's vote. Yeah, I guess it's voting. But
yeah,
you're starting out. Okay, so you're starting out with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Then
I mean, if he's leading the league in interceptions,
yeah,
tied
but
with Sam Howell, I don't.
Yeah,
and they've been kind of losing.
That's true.
That's kind of. I think it just might be the fantasy team bias there.
Maybe. Next up, running back, I have Mostert. Who, I mean, he's been the best AFC running back. If we're talking yards and touchdowns,
I mean,
he's been.
I guess it's crazy. He'll definitely make the. He'll definitely make the. How many running backs are there? Is it two?
I think it's three. Josh Jacobs, you could put in there.
If it's three, yeah, Mostert.
I mean, Mostert has the second most yards and the most touchdowns in the league.
And that's basically first if you don't count McCaffrey.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
Honestly, yeah, I definitely respect the Mostert pick. I mean, what are your thoughts on James Cook making it?
I mean, just doesn't really have the touchdowns for it, but he has a lot of rushing yards. I mean, he's up there with literally all the best running backs in the league. I think he probably should make it, but he probably won't.
All right, but yeah, Mostert, I'll give you the check on. I think that's...
All right, then for wide receivers, I chose three. These are, I just think, really obvious. Tyreek, Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs. I don't know if you could put anyone else in there.
I don't think there's really anyone else that's close.
Yeah.
At least for the AFC, at least. They're just... ahead by like a mile in every category.
Yeah. Then for tight end, obviously, I don't know if he deserves it, which he probably does, but I got Travis Kelce. And, I mean, when you think about it, he is going to win no matter what.
Just
because
of
the Swifties. Yeah. The Swifties will get him in no matter what.
But, I mean, well, obviously Hockenson for the NFC, but he's probably been...
Yeah,
the better overall tight. I mean, Kelce was injured a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, who really comes close
in the AFC? I mean, Mark Andrews if he didn't get hurt, maybe. But like, I can't think of someone who deserves it more. I guess in the AFC.
Yeah, I think that one's another obvious.
All right, then next up, I got some edge rushers. I got two. I got Myles Garrett. And Max Crosby.
Okay, I like those. I mean, there's no TJ Watt.
I was thinking about putting TJ Watt.
How many do I? I don't know.
I think three make it.
Well, like, so, TJ Watt's I mean,
TJ Watt should.
Voting wise,
even Khalil Mack, looking at the list.
Yeah, vote. I mean, voting wise, TJ Watt's pretty popular. I mean, I'd say he's more than Max Crosby, like, more kind of like known and
consistent. Yeah.
But Max Crosby is
the defensive player of the year race. I honestly think is gonna be really tough this year. There's been so many good defensive players. Like, I don't even know who would win. I don't know.
Which, speaking of this, I've totally forgot about this, but Max Crosby has been kind of injured. Did you see
his knee? Did you see the picture of it?
I didn't know. I didn't see it.
It's kind of gross. His knee's huge.
I don't even. I don't know if I want to look at that.
It's really gross. Let me try to find a picture.
I don't know if I want to see it. But yeah, that could affect. I mean, I don't think he's. Is he? I don't think he's gonna be out though.
I think he played during the game.
Yeah, he played. I think he played most of it, if not the entire game. I don't know if you're gonna. Are you even gonna be able to find that on Google, or is it like?
Yeah, here's kind of a.
I can't really tell from that.
The audio listeners obviously can't see it, but
just look it up.
It's look it up.
Yeah, but those three, I mean, definitely Myles Garrett for sure.
Yeah.
He's easy number one.
And then next up for cornerbacks, this one, I honestly kind of just threw off the two most popular cornerbacks I knew, Jalen Ramsey and Patrick Surtain. I mean, they're probably going to win it just because of popularity.
I haven't really kept up with exactly who, but... People, I mean, how for the NFC though? What was that stat with Bland?
Yeah,
he's got more. He has
he has more touchdowns than.
Does he have five pick sixes?
Yeah,
five pick six.
No, I think it's
five. I think it's five pick sixes. That's like more touchdowns than probably Kenny Pickett. If I'm being honest.
Oh my gosh, no way he has more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett. I know he has more than Mac Jones. I know he has more than Mac Jones.
You know, Kenny Pickett's got to have more.
Yeah, there's no way. Let's see. Okay, he has 13 on the season.
Okay.
Or wait, no. Never mind. He has 6 on the season. He only has 13 on his career.
13 on his career.
And 13 picks. Dude, he only has 6 touchdowns on the season.
That's...
Oh, my God.
I mean, no wonder we're scoring, like...
6 touchdowns
one
on the
touchdown
season
per game.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, he I don't think he's making the... I think he's got a while till the Pro Bowl, till he gets a Pro Bowl vote.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yikes. That's... And 13 on his career is wild.
Yeah, some quarterbacks are throwing, like, 45, like, well, obviously, really great seasons, but, like, 6 times as much as him, 7 times as much easily. Jeez.
Dang.
But should we talk about the NFC?
Okay, so for the NFC, I think most of these are pretty undebatable. Quarterback Hurts.
Yeah, Hurts, and then McCaffrey.
Running back McCaffrey.
Hurts and McCaffrey are probably the safest.
Wide receivers, I got Amon-Ra, CD, and AJ Brown. I feel like those are pretty free.
Off the top of my head, that sounds about right.
I mean,
people who could snag a vote. Puka, could you see him snagging some votes?
He slowed down a lot. Maybe
true,
DJ Moore.
Still.
I mean, DJ Moore is technically having a pretty crazy year.
Yeah, him. I mean,
I can't really think of anyone else.
Let me think. I mean, going off, if we're looking at receiving yards, the only people above 1,000 right now is Tyreek, Keenan. And then CD.
And look at the gap
AJ
between
Brown,
Tyreek
DJ
and Keenan.
Moore.
That's a 200 yard gap between Tyreek and Keenan.
That's true.
And Tyreek has almost 10 less receptions. He's so good. And 10
he just
touchdowns.
Gets all the big plays.
He's so good.
But yeah, honestly.
He has 7 40 plus yard catches. 7. No one else has. More than 3
that's
that I can see.
That's more than the whole Steelers offense. Definitely. I would bet my
I think it's more than the Steelers offense in the last 3 years. I would argue.
I would be surprised. But overall, like I said, I could see Amon-Ra being switched for DJ Moore, if I'm being honest. Because he has more I mean, stat-wise, they're very close. But Amon-Ra, I know, missed some games, though. And yeah. He's still higher and has 12 more receptions. So you might be right on that.
Dude, surprisingly, Amari Cooper has 4 40-plus yard plays. That just doesn't seem right.
No, I remember seeing his big ones. He's been kind of like hit or miss in fantasy for the weeks for me.
Yeah, it's true. All right, then next up for tight end, Hockenson. Feel like that's pretty.
Yeah, Hockenson.
Maybe Laporta, but.
Laporta.
Dude, what's up with the Lions just like breeding these tight ends recently? I mean, they had Hockenson.
I totally forget about Hawk. I always forget about him wearing a Lions jersey. Yeah. That doesn't seem
like
right.
Like, they have just been breeding these tight ends. Like, really good tight ends.
I guess if there's at least two tight ends, those two are probably the locks.
Yeah, have to be.
Yeah.
Then for edge, I got Micah Parsons and Danielle Hunter. Honestly, I feel like that one feels pretty... pretty risk-free, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't look like anyone else is pretty close. Kayvon Thibodeau is pretty close, I guess. But other than that, it's all AFC. A lot of AFC. So I think that one, pretty sweat-free. And then for cornerbacks, I obviously got Deron Bland. I think he's easily going to get it. And then the other one, I actually got Jalen Johnson, who just had a big game last night, did get a pick, and he's been playing really good for such a crappy Bears team. So,
I mean,
I don't know if he'll make it.
Dobbs was just kind of handed him out last night.
I mean, that's true.
Everybody was taking a piece.
Yeah, that's fair.
But overall, can you even bet? You can't. They don't let you bet on Pro Bowl voting.
I don't think so. That would be pretty crazy. Somehow.
I guess because, like, that's voting, really.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, I would be surprised if anyone you said didn't make it. Because you didn't name, like, all of them.
Yeah, like, a lot of people made it.
There's obviously, like, three quarterbacks. Yeah, like this.
So it's going to be, yeah.
Like, honestly, I would parlay all of these together.
Yeah, like, you put big name on, and they're making... Even if they're having a crabby season, a big name is making it.
Yeah, like, Mahomes is making... I mean, out of the three spots, he's definitely making it.
Yeah, no shot he doesn't.
But, I mean, just looking back again, didn't mention C.J. Stroud. Mm. But I think he'll make it easily.
I think he will, too. I actually was tempted to put him over Allen.
I mean, he has more yards.
Yeah, it's true.
And has over half less interceptions. Sam Howell, I mean, he's technically leading the league.
He's not making it.
Yeah, but he has as much interceptions as Josh Allen. Could Prescott? Prescott
honestly could make it.
He's got 23. He's got 23 passing touchdowns, which I think second in the league behind Allen.
Dang.
But only 6 interceptions. So he's basically a better version.
Wow, why is he not in the MVP talk?
Because, I mean,
I guess they haven't beaten any good teams.
I mean, their defense just kind of lets them win. I mean, obviously they put up like 40-plus.
Where is he in passing yards?
He is 2-4. He's 6th, it looks like.
Ahead of Why is he not in MVP talks more?
Maybe he is, and you're just missing out on it.
Maybe.
But I don't know. It could just be the defense, and obviously their team's just, like, stacked.
Yeah.
And CD Lamb's he's just a CD Lamb merchant.
Yeah. I guess Dak is now 3rd favorited. Really? But at plus 800, so. And then.
Who's 2nd?
Mahomes.
That's still crazy. I just don't see Mahomes. This has been one of his worst, like, I mean, he's not bad, but, like,
Josh Dobbs has better odds than Justin Herbert and A.J. Brown.
Well, A.J. Brown, yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown's not going to win MVP.
Yeah, but it looks like,
I mean, Herbert's crazy that
it goes down to Jared Goff, and then the dump off after that is super high odds. Jared Goff's at plus 5,000. After that, it's just hella high odds.
I mean, that's crazy. Herbert's kind of...
I mean, their team is horrible.
They just lose every week by three points.
Yeah, I know.
They got to have the... Mac Jones... They might even have positive point differential.
Mac Jones has the same odds as Keenan Allen. I mean, some of these are crazy. Wow, this lets you bet on literally anyone. This bet 365.
I mean, that pretty much is the handout. Like,
yeah.
Just how does Mac Jones even have an odd?
Yeah. Derrick Henry has better odds than Mac Jones, which he should. I mean,
that's
incredible. Yeah, wow. They literally let you bet on anyone. Waddle's on here.
All those are just free giveaways.
Desmond Ridder. Zach Wilson? What? All right. Enough of that tangent.
Let's get into the predictions. Last week, I think you beat me.
I finally beat you, only by two, so it's not going to do anything. But, you know, at one point, I was looking so good. I mean, the Bills were winning by a lot, and so I was, like, sick. And then, that just didn't happen. Which, we did disagree on a lot of games last week. And, you know... I just luckily came out on top. So hopefully that can happen again.
I'm just looking at this right now because you just reminded me. For the first, I was losing to you in predictions for the first 3 weeks. Yeah. I was losing to you. And then you haven't been ahead of me since. I just kept gaining.
Yeah, after episode 3, I was up only 23 to 21.
Like you had 33, I had 32. Yeah. Wins, and then I went 44, you had 42, and then 54, you had 50, so I'm up by 4.
This
then
next
60,
week.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
I ended up getting 67 wins, you had 59. What was that jump? What did you go this week?
Well,
9-5? I guess I went 13-2, yeah. But yeah. We'll see if I keep up the streak.
All right. Let's go. I need a big week. Seahawks at Cowboys.
Cowboys are winning. Oh. We have Colts and Titans up next.
What did you do?
I mean, obviously I know like who's gonna win. I think it's pretty obvious.
It's Colts.
Yeah, the Colts. Now that Zach Moss is back, they're gonna be giving him the rock. He's gonna have a big game against you in fantasy too. And then let's see, Falcons at Jets. Honestly, I want to go Falcons here. I'm gonna be honest.
I do too.
Again, Jets are home, but like the Jets can sometimes win a game or two. And Brees Hall's been good. I know Bijan had a big week.
Sounds like you're just trying to tempt me to go for the Jets, and I'll do it.
I mean, you gotta disagree with me.
Yeah, I pretty much have to.
Be handing you wins. I mean, Lions at Saints. I mean.
Yeah, the Saints are horrible.
Don't want to bet on the Lions against the Lions.
Broncos at Texans could be a good game. I'm going Texans though.
Honestly, I could see
the Broncos pulling this out.
I could see the Broncos winning, but I just kind of want to go Texans.
All right, Chargers at Patriots. If the Chargers lose this one,
The Patriots are the worst. Are the Patriots worse than the Panthers?
Yeah, I think. No, they're not. Panthers only have one win. Patriots have two.
I'm talking about just going off what you think.
Honestly, I would say.
I feel like they just never score more than like 10 points. Yeah. It's just terrible to watch.
When is the last time that the Patriots have. Let me look. What's the last time? Let's make some predictions without looking at it. I'm guessing week. We're on week. We just had week 12. I'm going week. 7
for what?
We'll say above 14 points.
Week 7.
I'm going for week 7.
I'll go week 8.
All right. Let's see. Oops.
I don't even pay attention to their games anymore.
They're horrible. Lose. Okay, let's see. Last week only scored 6. Oh wow. Wow, I guess I forgot they beat the Bills.
That's who I thought they beat. Yeah, what was up with that?
Week? I don't know what week this was, but it was only a couple weeks ago, November 5th.
So I was right. Was that three? No. That was miles shorter than 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah, like we said, the Chargers are taking that. And then Cardinals at Steelers. Steelers are home.
Has to be Steelers.
Yeah. The Cardinals are just frauds. No, they just suck.
Yeah, they're just bad.
But Steelers, although, yeah, we want to keep our say, chances.
Kyler's been looking better.
That's true, but they're just not really going to be getting much attention. I think Connor's injured, too.
Yeah. Dolphins at Commanders.
I mean, if the Dolphins lose this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Panthers at Buccaneers.
Honestly, I'm going Bucks, but...
Dude, I'm going... I gotta go Bucks.
Both of those teams are so bad.
And then next one, this 49ers at Eagles. Which, something interesting.
The Eagles are actually 3-point underdogs in this game.
Really? When'd you look at that?
I saw a statistic. It was the first time ever that a 9-1 team or whatever they are underdogs by field goal or more. Ever.
Like, what is it specifically 9-1? Because I remember the Steelers weren't the Steelers underdogs that one.
I think it was 9-1. Yeah.
I think we were like underdogs in like of, some like, of those games.
I think of over a touchdown underdogs.
That was crazy. But I mean, that's crazy. The Eagles are.
But why are they? The books know something.
Yeah.
So I'm going 49ers.
I was going to say that, but I'll just say Eagles.
Eagles have to lose at some point.
Yeah, they know something putting that, so 49ers are definitely going to win somehow. I mean, it'll be a good game either way. And then Browns at Rams, which Rams coming off a big scoring week.
Honestly, yeah, and I'm going Rams again. Which,
speaking of that, we didn't mention Kyren Williams dropped like 40 fantasy points.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. He had like
four touchdowns or something. That was crazy. And then, Chiefs at Packers. We got a big one in Lambeau.
Do I do it?
What are your thoughts on this week? I mean...
It's a Sunday night football game. Do I do it?
No.
I think I do.
Dude, I can see the Chiefs...
Let's go! Packers!
No, dude, I want you to actually have a chance to beat me.
No. I'm going Packers.
I mean, will this game be a blowout? No. I know the Chiefs are going to, like,
keep it close, the Chiefs are going to choke it somehow.
The Chiefs are going to choke, but they'll still win. And then closing out the week, Bengals at Jaguars. I mean, if we would have saw this at the beginning of the year,
it would have been a good game.
An exciting game to watch, but the Jaguars are just the better team. They've looked really good recently, coming off a hot week.
And yeah, it has to be Jaguars.
I don't think Browning's got it in them this week.
The Packers are 6.5-point underdogs, by the way.
Honestly, if it was 7.5, I'd take it.
Yeah, I might do an alt line.
That might not be bad. I mean, with how Love's been playing.
Yeah, we'll see though.
I mean, he's close. He's close to.
They're to, minus 300 though. Chiefs are.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, I could see. I'd take plus 7.5.
All right, so that's all we got for this episode. Definitely a long episode. We had a lot to talk about, but, you know, that's sometimes a good thing.
Yeah, Pro Bowl's coming up, obviously, so we'll keep an eye out for the voting. Probably do a comparison when they come out.
Yeah, see how we did.
Yeah, I think those are all pretty much locks.
All right. Yeah, so that's all we got for this episode. Make sure to share with your friends, you know, like, give us a rating in whatever podcasting thing you listen with. And, yeah, that's all we got for today.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.